This is the Closing Market Report. It is a Monday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Mark Russo. He's with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, well, it appears that finally we're going to get more than just a little bit of rain, but quite a little bit of rain. How widespread will it be?
Quite widespread here, at least across the Midwest and on into the Delta with, well, we had the precipitation here. That came through yesterday, wintry mix here, but more is on the way overnight tonight and into tomorrow, lingering on into Wednesday. And that precip will be all in liquid form here, with the exception on Wednesday, where the strong cold front and behind the strong cold front, there will be some snow. But with precip totals here, expectations with this rain event, that's the most significant precip event we've seen in quite some time, and precip totals here are shaping up to be across Illinois generally 1 to 2 inches, and even that will extend into portions of adjacent areas, Missouri, even on into portions of Indiana and Ohio. So that will, with the warmer temperatures that will accompany it here over the next couple of days, including some possible severe storms coming up later tomorrow and on into Wednesday, it's actually going to feel more like spring versus winter.
It sounds like Missouri might be starting to catch up, maybe parts of northern Illinois a little bit. How far down are we? Actually, it doesn't matter how far down are we. How far does this storm really go to catching up precipitation, at least for the winter months?
Yeah, it still does relatively little here to make up the long-term precip deficits, and there's still some portions of Illinois, more so out west and then into the western Corn Belt plains, that are running deficits, 12-month deficits of 10, 12, even 15 inches of precip. So an inch or two isn't going to really do much, but still a little can go a long way here midwinter. Now, beyond this system here, it does not look like there will be successive systems coming through, but rather we do see much colder weather working in behind it, and no, at least follow-up big precip events through the middle part of next week.
Any notes on South America we should hear about for the day?
Yeah, focus of attention is on Argentina, where major heat wave is going on here. Started today, will continue through Friday, and as a result, that does pose risk here of irreversible yield damage to corn, which is going through the pollination stage here, albeit that decline in yield potential is likely from really good levels. Now, there is going to be a break in the heat, some rain activity coming up late this week. Doesn't look like an all-encompassing system, but about half of the Argentina grain and oilseed belt will receive significant rain.
Thanks much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy, and that wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 24th annual all-day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 5th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $25, along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. You'll hear special presentations on farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, the changing nature of the southern U.S. farm, and of course, our money-making soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card, and we'll mail your tickets right out to you. The day of the event, walk in through our VIP entrance.